Allied Moving Services. Paul speaking.
Hi, Paul. It's Janine Nell. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad, thank you. Hey, I'm just wanting to find out, when is your office's closing?
Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and then New Year's Day and New Year's
Eve,
I think. Yeah.
So it's just the stack days that you'll be closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not one of the lucky ones who get a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure if you received my email.
I've just got back in the office, so I've just clicked on it now. So.
Okay, awesome. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, so
couple of things there you want to reduce, yeah.
Yeah.
That, to be honest, that's not going to change it.
Yeah. All right. No, that's not a problem. It's just that everything's sort of kind of at the lawyers now, and we're just waiting for payments to come through, and that's hopefully going to be settled on the 24th.
Of December.
Hopefully that's if it's not pushed out. And he will have to get out of the house by the 9th of January.
Yeah, okay, yep.
So we'll just need to sort of kind of work out how's that going to look.
It'll look in what way?
On when he'll be able to get his furniture sort of packed up and moved off.
We'll just get it done one of the days prior.
Okay, sweet as. So I'm hopefully heading to Australia again on Friday.
Yep.
And I'll be there until probably about the 8th of January. Because there's quite a bit still to be done around the property. So, we can always make arrangements from there. I can always give you a call closer to the time.
Yeah, that's fine. What was your brother's last name again?
Geldon Hayes, GELDENHUYS.
Okay, too easy. Grant.
Yes.
Yeah, too easy. All right. Well, yeah, we can, if you can let us know as we get a bit closer.
Yeah.
Actually, what are we now?
When
do you find out the exact dates?
It'll probably be around about the 24th. We're hoping that the payment would come through before the 24th, but we will be. They've got up until the 24th to provide payments.
Yeah. Oh, when's it go unconditional? Like
that will be once the payment comes through the 24th will be unconditional, and then the settlement will be the 9th of January. So he would need to be out of the house on the 9th, or by the 9th. Yeah.
Too easy. So probably if you can let us know just a bit before the 24th, that way we can let me have a look at those dates. Just make sure, because you've got to be up by the 9th.
Yeah.
January, so let's have with that's the week of the 5th. We might need to start looking at that now.
What I'll do is, because I'm just sort of kind of need to speak to him shortly just to organise my flights and stuff like that. We've got the contract and everything signed. We've had all the stuff from the lawyers. He's going to go and sign some paperwork at the solicitor's office on Friday.
Yeah.
Hopefully the money comes through a lot quicker. We'll know for definite.
For us, that's kind of irrelevant. Like, does he have to be, what's his last, he's got to be out before the 9th?
Yeah, either on the 9th or before the 9th.
Because the only day I've got available is the 9th.
Let me just have a look. Cause I will not be there. I'll be probably coming back on the 8th to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look. So what does it specify here? Settlement date. Please ensure you do everything in the to-do list. Your bank requires you to do da da da. if the purchase price is not going to be sufficient to pay off your mortgage, blah, blah, we don't really need to know that. So just the settlement date, latter of 10 business days after the buyer satisfies this finance condition, and it's got the 9th of January 2026.
I've got availability on the 9th, and
okay.
the next day is the 30th.
Oh, no. All right. Can we maybe just pre-book that in for the 9th, and then I can let you know?
Yeah, just send me an email now saying, please book the 9th.
Yeah.
And then at least we've got it in the system, because otherwise we're, yeah.
Good. Yeah, he can't wait. And the 30th, was that the 30th of January or was it the 30th
of December?
The 30th of December. Alrighty. I'll have a conversation with him shortly and just let him know, because the problem is he would need to find somewhere to live.
Yeah.
If all his furniture's out. So the knife sounds more doable.
Yep. Yep. If you can send me email ASAP, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll do that shortly. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Fantastic. Bye. Thanks. Bye.